Welcome to Teach Happy Masterclass. I'm so glad you're tuning in, you're listening in. And this show is a window into the minds of educators around the world. Teacher stories of strength, hope, and happiness. And today we have, according to Mr. B, Jimmy. He is sitting with me today and he is going to give us some happiness on this Wednesday. So, JV, Jimmy, can you give us a little bit of background on who you are, what you teach, how long you've taught, and where we can find you online?
Yes, yes. Well, hello, everyone. I am Jimmy Baker. Some people call me JB. Some people call me Mr. B, Jimmy. But I am the blogger behind According to Mr. B at blogs.blogspot.com. That is one of my social media outlets. You can also find me on Twitter at According2MrB. Also on Periscope at According2MrB. On Facebook at Jimmy JB Baker. I am on TPT, but I have not got any products on there yet. I'm working on them, so they should be up shortly. But yeah, that's how you should be able to find me. I do teach pre-K. This is my fifth year as a lead pre-K teacher, and before that, I was a paraprofessional for pre-K for 3 years, so I have about 8 years' experience with the preschoolers.
Wow, and so I have seen you in the online world for years now. I think I first kind of spotted you on Instagram, and I think your Instagram feed is so fun and fascinating, not only because you're a male teacher in the land of pre-K, which I just was like, yes! But also because you're a singer, which I'm sure we'll get into later, and you will sometimes video yourself singing, and you have the most amazing voice, and you're such a unique, passionate educator with talent. And you know me, when I find a unique educator, I am like all about it. So I'm so glad to have you on the show today. So what's your favorite part about being a teacher?
Well, I have many favorite parts about being a teacher. I would like to start with the impact that I have found that I tend to make on students as well as their families. You know, there's lots of different things that we as teachers do for young children and their families. But one thing that I have found that sticks out for me is being a source of structure for these little preschoolers, you know, because at the age of 4 and 5 years old, some of them have never been introduced to structure, you know, because when you're at home with mom, dad, grandma, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you may not have structure. You pretty much get to do what you want when you want. So when you come into the world of school, you know, and you realize that there's things you have to do at certain times, it could be a bit challenging for you. So sometimes I found that children have a hard time adjusting to that structure as well as their parents. But I try my best to be as fun as possible with them so that they can enjoy it. And I usually get very positive feedback from parents and students when they realize their child is enjoying the school environment and being able to be more structured at home as well. So I would definitely say having the impact on them. Second, I would say being a positive male role model. You know, as you said earlier, there's not a lot of male pre-K teachers. So for me, I have found that a lot of my preschoolers, you know, unfortunately, come from homes where, you know, they have single parents, and usually those single parents are mothers, you know. So I find that the children have a different relationship with me, you know, as they would with a female teacher. And it gives me the opportunity to connect with them more and be able to reach them on a, you know, on a social emotional level, then be able to reach them academically. And the last thing I would say as far as my favorite part about being a teacher is empowering students. I love to empower them because I find that, you know, sometimes, especially with me being a pre-K teacher, I do teach at a Title I school. And, you know, a lot of my students come from backgrounds, you know, where they endure a lot of different things. So they may not, you know, be as empowered. So that is one thing that I like to take a lot of pride in and make sure that I do on a constant basis daily. And I do that by starting the day with a morning poem, you know, which is called I Am Somebody. And I found that through that poem, I Am Somebody, it really, resonates within the children and really sets the tone not only for each day, but for each year and hopefully for their life, even once they leave my classroom.
Whoa. So where can we find this I Am Somebody poem?
Well, the I Am Somebody poem, I actually got it from a teacher who I taught with about 5 years ago. But I what I re what I did is I redid the words to fit the preschool children. I do not have it online, but it will be online soon. But I can recite it for you if you'd like to hear
Please.
it.
Yes.
Well, this is the I Am Somebody poem. It says, I am somebody, I am somebody, I am somebody. I am capable, I am lovable, I am teachable, and I can learn. I can do anything when I try. I respect myself, I respect all others. I will be the best that I can be each day. I will not waste time. My time is valuable. I am precious, I am bright, I am somebody, I am somebody. I am somebody. And once we finish reciting the poem each day, they automatically know to give themselves a hug. Usually around the third or fourth week of school, they have memorized that poem. So I have a classroom of 18, 4 and 5 year olds reciting this I Am Somebody poem every morning. And it's just awesome. It's
Well,
awesome.
I have all the goosebumps right now. That was so moving and so touching. And wow, you're blowing me away right now. Thank you for sharing that. That is very special to empower the social emotional intelligence of our students, which I'm a huge advocate for. So let's get into the next question. What has been a low moment or struggle in your teaching career, and how did you overcome it? And then what advice would you give to a teacher based on what you've gone through?
Okay. Well, actually, I recently got over that situation. It was actually this school year for me, the 2015 to 2016 school year. This year I moved from a school that I was teaching at for 4 years to a new school. And at this new school, there is a huge teacher turnaround. There are a lot of new teachers there. I had heard some different things. About some of the staff members there, typically administration. However, I,
Okay.
you know, with a positive mind, and I, went in the with the mindset that maybe I could be the, face of change there. Maybe I could bring the positivity there. On top of being in a new environment, getting used to a new school, new staff, I also had to get used to a new coworker because, with pre-K, typically there is a teacher and an assistant. So, this year I'm also getting used to a new assistant. She's wonderful. However, she's never worked with this age group, so getting used to a new environment, pulling a lot of things from my old classroom over to the new classroom, dealing with all of that, the new administrator. Let me back it up a little bit, but because the reason I'm at the school I'm at now is because there was a safety issue last year with a student. And because of that incident, the teacher and the assistant in that classroom were let go. So I received a call from my principal on last year, and they basically nominated me to go over and fill this classroom. So I felt obligated to do it. So automatically, that was a lot on my shoulders because I felt like, everyone was going to be watching to see how I handled, this particular situation. And indeed, that is exactly what it was. The whole first month of school, each day I would come home, have to lay down, take a nap because, I felt so pressured. I felt like all eyes were on me, seeing how I was handling, these rough students, and handling these safety issues. And because of that, I got a little bit down, in the dumps. I was kind of discouraged. But the way I overcame that is when one of my parents came to me, actually, this happened about 3 weeks ago, and she, began to tell me how much her child has changed at home, for the better. How because of that, she's able to do some things like keep a job because she's no longer having to come up to the school, and all sorts of things like that. So I was able to see how my impact was already working. and you know how it was already, you know, causing the students to think about their behavior and change their behavior. So that alone helped me to start thinking more positive, you know, and look forward to the remainder of the year. But actually this past week, a few days ago, a parent came to me and was, you know, telling me some things that was going on in the home and began to let me know how safe she felt in my classroom and how each day her coming into the classroom was her moment of safety, not only for her child, but for herself. You know, that alone, you know, made me think obviously more positive, you know, and helps me to look forward to the remainder of the year. So what I would say to the teacher who may be a little discouraged is to not look at your situation through your eyes, but to look at your current situation through the eyes of your students and their families. Try to think about the impact you may have on them, you know, and although you may feel down, you know, think about them and allow that to help you make it through each day. Because there will be a point throughout the year where you will be able to reap the harvest of your positivity. You will be able to see how your positivity has changed those students as well as their families.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You really said it so eloquently. And I love the piece.
There.
I love the piece about waiting for the harvest. Because I think oftentimes as teachers, when we have our heads down, we don't know the impact that we're having. And if we just hold out that miracle of that parent saying that to you and expressing to you how you are making such a difference to them will come and just change your whole perspective. So I think that that is such an experience of strength and to hold out.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. So what is working great for you in your classroom right now?
Well, right now, definitely small groups. I am very, very excited about how smooth my small groups are going this year, as well as my behavior management system, which is the bucket filling system. And I'm sure many of you.
Yes, I love that system.
Of it. This is my second year using the system. And I'm very, very, very impressed with the way it's been going. But, of course, with my small groups, I just have them, you know, grouped by their academic abilities, as most people do. And, you know, my school has a safari or jungle theme this year. So, you know, my groups are the tigers, the zebras, and the giraffes. And they they love to hear me call their groups. And they all come running, you know, to my small group table. But, small groups is going very, very well. They've got down the routine of, you know, how they swap. So as soon as they hear that buzzer go off, they are packed up and ready to move on to their next area. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm also excited about the bucket filling system. You know, most of you know about the bucket filling system. You know, when you see positive behavior going on in the classroom, you reward them with pom-poms. And for me, once their small bucket is full, we get a classroom incentive, whether it's a popcorn party, you know, sit with a buddy at lunch, extra PE time, anything to promote positive behavior. So I would say those are the two biggest things that I'm very excited about right now in my classroom.
Well, and you have pictures up on your Instagram of your jungle theme. So I highly encourage those teachers that are listening to check it out because you have got some fun style going on in your room. And man, I was a kindergarten teacher for several years. And do the kindergarten teachers just drool over having the students that come from your class?
Oh, it's so funny that you mentioned that. You know, the pre-K program that I'm with, we service about 360 students. So there are, you know, about 18 to around 23 pre-K classrooms throughout our school system. And it's so funny because I always have teachers, once they get the student's CUME folder who comes from my room, they always find me on Facebook or email me, letting me know how, you know, excited they are to have students from my room. So that always makes me feel good and always keeps me on my toes to make sure that I am doing my absolute best with them.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, if you could give teachers a pep talk, to help them with the stress and the overwhelm of teaching, what kind of pep talk would you give them?
Well, the pep talk I would give them, this is going to be for all teachers, but mainly for new teachers, because I found that I needed this information during my first year as teacher. But one thing I would say is during the hustle and bustle of your first year, or, you know, maybe you're relocating to a new school, new district, try to keep your passion and your creativity for teaching. Try to keep in mind the reason you chose this profession, this career. Because, you know, when you are a first year teacher, there are a lot of things that are thrown at you, you know, a lot of different strategies are thrown at you that principals and administrators want you to try, you know, a lot of new ways of, you know, entering grades and, you know, just all sorts of things. And it may get you a little down, you know, especially if you have a lot of veteran teachers who are, you know, watching you through those binoculars, you know, and through that microscope, judging and watching every single thing you do. Don't let that discourage you. And also don't allow others to dim your light. Don't allow others to dim your light. You know, your creativity is needed. Your passion is needed. Not only does it encourage us, you know, like for me, I tend to be a very creative person. My creativity encourages me. You know, so not only will your creativity encourage you as the teacher, but it will also encourage your students. And they will look forward to being in your classroom and in your environment, you know, because of your creativity. So don't allow anyone or anything to dim your light. And I would also say, don't be afraid to stand out. You know, if you are one of those teachers who are tech savvy, you know, who don't mind trying new things, don't sit back and, you know, not let that be known. Let it be known. Be bold that, you know, you are willing to try new things and you can do things. Be willing to demonstrate and show your strengths as a teacher. And also as far as the classroom itself, I would encourage you to go in from day one, being firm and being consistent. That is a key to starting yourself on a very good, successful school year.
Love it. Bam. Mic drop for Mr. B. Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot in this interview, but is there a song that you sing to your students that you could sing for us right now? What do you think about that?
A song that I sing to my students.
Or any song that will bring us cheer and happiness.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a song that would bring you cheer and happiness. How about you give me a song? Can you do that?
We can give you a song. What is your, I'm trying to think what maybe is a, so we have decided what song he is going to sing for us, and the votes are in You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Wow. I am so glad that is on this recording, on video, on podcast. Those of you listening and tuning in, that was sure a treat. I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. Remember, your wellness and happiness as an educator is so important to myself and Mr. B. So you deserve to you deserve to teach happy, live happy, and be happy. Please make sure to visit SheilaJaneTeaching.com so you don't miss out on any of the teacher wellness that I have up my sleeve for you. Great show, and I will see you in the next Teach